Hey there, thanks for joining me today. If you are kept awake at night with monkey mind or find yourself spiraling through the day with worry and anxiety, this is the episode for you. I'm going to share tips and tricks that I know for a fact work amazingly. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Becoming Lauren. I'm your host, Cheryl Ann. Hang out with me weekly as I share my journey to becoming Lauren, who, by the way, is my superpower. The goddess in me. She has and holds boundaries. She stands in her own power and she speaks her truth. She is a badass. I'm sharing what's working, what I've learned along the way, and my guests will share how they made the leap as well, all with the goal of inspiring you to find and embrace your inner goddess too. Let's do this thing.
Okay, so to start, worry and anxiety, they are huge and so prevalent in most people's lives. And it was something that plagued me as well until I learned some tips and tricks on how to not let them get the best of me. So generally, let's talk about worry first. Worry is when our mind goes to the future and we start thinking about the worst case scenario. And what ifs, you know, what if this happens or what if that happens? Or, you know what, my son is late for curfew. And then your mind goes to all of these places of where he could be and what he could be doing or what could have happened to him. Or then you visualize him in a ditch. Or trust me, I know I've been there for all of that. I had two teenage kids, one girl and one boy. And, the girl, yeah, she got into her own stuff, but she was really, really prompt with curfew. My son, on the other hand, not at all. And I can't tell you how many times the dog, you know, on the couch looking out the window for the mailman or a squirrel, that was me waiting for my son many nights. Bless his soul. So worry, I know all about worry. I'm going to share a tip for you for worry that I've found really works for me. Okay, so my elderly parent has an infection and I'm really worried about them. And of course, because of this, I go into the worst case scenario and the what ifs. You know, he gets really, really sick, he passes away, then what happens after that? And trust me, again, I've been there as well. And so what I find works for me is I close my eyes and I imagine there's a movie screen in my mind. You know, when you close your eyes and there's this, you know, blackness behind your eyeballs, I envision a movie screen. And then I play out the best possible outcome instead of the worst. So my mind has, you know, I know what the reality is right now. So when I close my eyes, I imagine it as I would like to see it all play out. So like I said, the best case scenario. So basically, you know, I can imagine my father back where he's living and happy and smiling and, you know, doing something he really likes to do. I've been actually playing dominoes with my father, and who knew? I had no idea that he liked dominoes so much, but he loves it so much and will call me and say, "When are you coming over?" So I go and play dominoes with him about at least once a week, and we have a grand old time. I enjoy spending time with him. He enjoys it and really looks forward to it. 2 to 3 hours a week, and he's a happy camper. So in my mind, I imagine my dad smiling and, you know, calling me a fink when I beat him in a round of dominoes, and he's smiling and laughing and healthy. He looks great and all is well. And so what I do next is in my mind, you know, I've got this happy little movie playing. I kind of condense it into like a trailer of a moment in there, you know, of him smiling or laughing or calling me a fink and looking amazing and healthy. And I'll take a snapshot of that moment in my mind. And then when worry sets in, I just recall that photograph and it stops my worry. Because I know worry is useless. They say when you worry, you suffer twice. You suffer while you're worrying, because of course you're miserable while you're thinking of all the what ifs and worst case scenarios. And then if it actually happens, you get to suffer again all over again. So if it never happens, you suffered for no reason. So I choose to remember that and instead create the best case scenario and snap the photo in my mind. And then I can recall it at any time when I need to get out of that worry place in my mind. So now let's talk about anxiety. Anxiety usually comes from assuming and taking things personally. Again, creating worst case scenarios. So often what we do is we create a story around our anxiety. So for instance, my spouse walks in, slams the door. I was having a great day. Now I'm like, oh my God, he's upset. I start going down this rabbit hole. Did I do something? Did I forget to bring the garbage bins in? Did he find out that I spent too much money on Amazon? I don't know. Think of anything you can think of. So I start asking myself all these questions, assuming that, you know, it's about me. I'm taking it personally, and I don't even know what he's upset about yet, because our worlds always revolve around ourselves. And so we make a lot of assumptions, take things personally, and then create a story all around that. So one way to deal with that anxiety is to, first of all, find out if there's anything at all to be concerned about. So what I would suggest is create a different story. Husband walks in, slams the door. I can say to myself, okay, he's not in a good mood. First of all, I'm going to ask him, are you okay, honey? And if he snaps at me and says no, I will then say, okay, well, if I can help at all, let me know. And then I decide that it's his responsibility. If it is something I need to know about, he can share it with me and we can deal with it. I can stop it right there, or I can, if I find myself creating a story, as soon as I become aware of the story, I can ask myself, is this story true? Can I know this story is true? This is Byron Katie's work, Loving What Is. And she asks four questions, and I think they're fabulous. One of them is, can I know that this story that I'm telling myself is absolutely true? So my husband walks in, he slams the door. Oh my God, he's mad at me. He probably is pissed off because I didn't bring in the garbage bins. I'm just picking something simple. And so I can say to myself, okay, can I 100% know that to be true? And obviously, no, I can't. Even if I didn't bring in the garbage cans, maybe that's not at all what's bothering him. So no, I can't 100% believe that that's true. So the second question would be, you know what? I can't even think of all of the questions right now, but I know the one that gets me is, how would I feel without that thought? Well, I would feel totally relaxed like I was before he came in the house and slammed the door. Without that thought that he's mad at me because I didn't bring in the garbage bins, I wouldn't feel bad at all. I wouldn't feel guilty. I wouldn't feel anything. I'd be happy to just go about my own business. So I highly recommend that book, and I think I talked about it in another episode, Loving What Is by Byron Katie. Game changer if you want to get out of your own head and stop making stories. So basically, you know what? I've given you two examples, two tips on how to change the narrative in your head. And there are a lot more where that came from. So what I've done is I've created I'm calling it a presentation. So I put together a presentation, but it's going to be live and interactive. And so anybody attending will have the opportunity to actually, we can talk about specific fears, worries, anxieties, and which of the techniques that I'm going to share, which one would be best applied and how to do it. Maybe do some, you know, real-time examples of how they work. So it is like, rather than spending a long time on this episode going through each and every one of them, some people, you know what, prefer visual. So I have a lot of visuals as well as I will be sharing real life examples and stories about how I have changed fears, how I deal with anxiety when it comes up. Like I said, real life stories to demonstrate exactly how the processes work, so that by the time you're finished with the presentation, you will have those tools in your toolbox. And yeah, I've already designed it. It's already ready to go. And I've picked the date. It's actually next Thursday, March 3rd, 2022, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so there's going to be a link. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. And either that, or you can go, I have a Linktree bio, which lists all of my, like, Calling All Goddesses, the group, as well as the registration form to get put on the list of attendees for the presentation. So I really hope you'll consider joining it. If you have, I call it the trifecta of worry, fear, and anxiety. And let's face it, especially with the climate of the, not just the country, but the climate of the world these days. Yeah, you know what? Who doesn't have anxiety, fear, or worry? And on top of that, I mean, if you have kids, if you have parents, if you have a job, if you have money, if you don't live under a rock, you experience these things. It's just part of our humanness. So I've just, like, seriously, my life has changed when I've learned, discovered, and then learned and practiced these techniques, that I can get myself out of a spiral pretty darn quickly. And a lot of times I don't even go there anymore. So if that sounds like something that could really change your life and your everyday, and help you be happier and sleep better, you definitely want to check out the presentation. So hopefully you will go right after you listen and get registered, and we will be able to see you there for more, much more tips and tricks and techniques and tools for your toolbox. So that's really all. I just wanted to share a couple of the techniques here in this episode, and kind of a little bit like a teaser, you know what? There's lots more where that came from, and with visuals and with an open discussion around it. So yeah, go check it out, register. If you have any questions at all, feel free to reach out. Again, my deets are in the show notes, my IG handle, as well as my Calling All Goddesses, or you can look me up on Facebook as well. And I don't know what you're going to do next, but whatever you're doing, I hope you have a fabulous day, and we will catch you next time. Take care.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please go drop some love on it and leave me a review. It really helps others find my podcast as well. And please know that I really appreciate every single one. Make sure you subscribe as well, so you don't miss it when the next episode goes live. And hey, if you know someone that would benefit from and enjoy this or other episodes, please share Becoming Lauren with them too. If you're looking for more connection, join my private Facebook group, Calling All Goddesses, or look me up on Instagram at becoming.thegoddess.lauren. Don't worry, all of the links are in the show notes. One last thing, have yourself a fabulous day. And go out there and be your unique and wonderful self, because hey, no one else has that superpower.